this at halftime, where the Harrison Hoyas lead the South Forsyth War Eagles 3-0. Mike says, I said South Forsyth Wildcats coming into the break, so my apologies for that. Hey, guess what? We got some friends standing by down in Fort Walton Beach tonight. My brother Steve lives down there. He's got my brother Richard with him tonight, and they're celebrating a big event. Sports Freak, are you there?
Hey, you got the Sports Freak in Fort Walton Beach, not Atlanta this time, hanging out with Brother Steve. And we got two Hall of Fame guests with us tonight. These guys, you go through life sometimes, and you got an inner circle of friends. And these guys are part of the closest inner circle. Graduated the same class as Steve, 2 years in front of me. But we all hung out together and had fun, including Brother Greg. But over here we got Tim Logan and Rick Barnhart, two legendary friends from Ohio. I'm going to let Rick take over the microphone and tell everybody about himself and the Golden family and Greg and whatever the hell else he wants.
Hold on a second. This is where I get to tell a story on Rick. All right? So, Rick, listen, I know you remember this, too. It was right after y'all's graduation. You and Steve had just graduated. It was Triple Crown time, like June, right? Seattle SLU, 1977. Seattle SLU had just won the Triple Crown, okay? And so we're partying at this guy's house somewhere, I forget. And the party rolls out into the front yard, and all of a sudden, here comes Rick right in the back of – Rick's a big guy, but he's on the back of an even bigger guy, and he's smacking him on the ass going, Seattle SLU! Seattle SLU! Seattle SLU! That's Rick Barnhart.
Hey, do I have to comment on that?
Yes, quickly. You got a minute.
Hey, listen, I grew up right out of high school with these guys, the Golden family, my buddy Tim. And we're all together here in the Fort Walton area doing a little get-together for Tim's 65th birthday, playing some golf. And we stayed in touch all these years, man. We love each other.
Rick, what are you doing these days?
Well, you know, I was in the fitness business for 26 years. I retired from that, and then I do a lot of guiding, fishing.
Did you get tired?
Yeah, semi-retired. I do guiding. I'm a fish guide down in South Florida for peacock bass and largemouth bass.
All right.
So it's a lot of fun. You know, a lot of vacationers come down, so I'm dealing with a lot of different personalities. I love it. I mean, it's a people business, and that's what I like.
That's right up your alley, bro. What's the biggest fish you caught?
Well, the peacock bass is a South American fish, and we're lucky to have it in South Florida just because of the water temperature. But those get anywhere from, you know, small up to 8 pounds.
What a rush, man. What a rush. Are you married? Are you single? What's going on?
I met a girl from Venezuela. And I'm going to tell you what, that's how come I've gained 20 pounds, all that damn Spanish food. But it's been good. She's a sweetheart. She lets me do what I want, play golf. I'm a Hot Wheels collector. I mean, all my hobbies, she supports it all. So what else could I want at this point in my life? Plus, I'm hanging out with my best buddies.
Yeah, you're up here for the birthday bash on the beautiful Emerald Coast. All right, so I told a story on you. You got one on me?
Well, I have to tell you, a couple stories that I can remember, I don't really want to talk about those. I'll pass that on.
It's the legend.
Yeah, it's the legend, man. That's exactly right. I tell you what, that's how I say it. Y'all are listening to the legend.
All right, you're not going to spill. Well, put Scrogan on.
He's right here.
Right here, Greg.
Tim Logan, how the hell are you, buddy?
I'm doing excellent.
Let me tell you.
I'm retiring with Steve and Rich and Rick and enjoying this house and just having a great time, as you know we can do.
Yes, I'm quite aware of that. Tim, back in the day, introduced me to Van Halen's debut album, to Cheap Trick's debut album. He was in tight with some jock at the University of Dayton. He kept throwing these new records at us, and I was like,
rock and roll.
Are you still into that, bro?
Yeah, I love rock and roll, but I'm drifting towards country.
Well, that's your own fault. Tim Scrogan, here's my story on Tim. So we used to go down to Middleton. Tim, you remember that club we used to go to in Middleton, not just outside of Dayton?
And yes.
Tim, Tim was a terrific foosball player. He was killer. So one night we had wound it up and we were grinding a little bit, and Tim gets on the foosball table and he starts cleaning up and he wins a couple of games, and I was watching him. So I step up, and it's like his third game, I start calling the game. Scrogan has the ball. Scrogan up the sideline. Kicks the ball back to the center court. Scrogan into the front line. He shoots. He scores. Scrogan with a 1-0 lead now in the foosball championship. The other guy in the across the table, he's looking at me like I'm out of my mind. And we must have did that for 15, 20 minutes. And, Tim, you were just knocking them in, cleaning up. That's one of my fond memories of you. That I can tell.
Tim got so good by beating me all the time. This is Steve.
There's Steve, the other brother. Well, with that, I'm not done with Tim yet.
I hope not.
Tim, tell me what you run a steel company or something now. What?
Yes.
Tell me about that, bro.
Well, it's an aluminum company in Akron, Ohio. It's called Clinton Aluminum. We service North America in multiplate products, extrusions, and large 60, 61, 70, 75 plate items.
How in the earth did you get into that?
Processor plate.
How did you get into that?
I've been in metal since 86 in Dayton, Ohio, and in Cincinnati, and eventually ended up in Akron at this beautiful opportunity, and it's worked out well. I'm the president.
That's fantastic, man. Congratulations on that.
Thank you, Greg.
Well, it's great to have you guys on the air. What's your story about me?
Oh, your story about you is you tried to date my sister. Christy. I had to worry.
I didn't know she was going to let that cat out of the bag. She's
he
a sweetheart,
about
though.
His sister. He's worried about Greg.
Yeah, well, Greg's very charming, as we all know.
All right, Timmy. Stick around now. We're not done with each other yet. Stevie, what's going on, bro? My brother.
Hey, real quick, on the charming note, just to let the audience know how charming Greg is, I hope I can say this.
Don't go here, Richard.
He once dated his father's boss's secretary. Go figure that. Woo! Go ahead, Stevie.
I don't know how to answer.
It's the legend, man. It's just the legend.
That's right. The legend continues.
Stevie, what are you doing, man? Steve's building, like, complete new marinas down on the bayou in Fort Walton Beach, right?
It's two Georges marina, father and son, both named George. And now they have a son named George, so eventually it'll probably be three Georges. But, yeah, I do all the little building projects and renovating and repair and whatever.
We might have some people
not to be confused with Three Gorges Dam in China.
we might have some people who are familiar with that. Fort Walton Beach is a destination for us folks up here in Georgia. So you might have some people that come down and use your facilities.
Yeah, they sell a lot of gas there. It's probably one of the largest marinas in the area, if not the biggest, yeah.
All right, give us some who wants to take the stage next? Who's got something to say?
Hey, Greg, this is Rick again. Hey, I just want to put out the invite to you, man. If you ever get down to South Florida, I'll put you on the bass boat and take you out. We'll catch a few fish. So just keep that in mind, okay?
You are too sweet, man. That's awesome. I appreciate that, Rick.
We have peacock bass, man. They're absolutely gorgeous. If any of the listeners out there know what they are, they know how beautiful they are. We're lucky enough to have them in South Florida only because of the water temperature. But that is an open invitation to you if you ever get down there.
Thanks, Rick. I appreciate that, man.
Hey, you're welcome.
Hey,
man.
If you come up here, man, join us on the broadcast, all right?
That's fair. Okay, fair enough.
We'll put you in the
Rick
booth.
Rick has the bass trained.
Yeah.
He pats the side of the boat. The bass just jump in the boat.
Is there a size limit? You got to throw some back, or you take everything you catch?
Well, it's freshwater fishing. There's largemouth bass.
Okay.
There's all kinds of exotic cichlids. Mayan cichlids, red Midas cichlids, a lot of fish that you guys never see or hear here. They were all brought up from Venezuela in the mid-80s just as a test to help control some of the other fish that were getting out of control in the like a tilapia that are in the freshwater canals. So they put them in there, and because that's their number one food in South America is the tilapia. So the peacock bass have flourished, and I mean, people come from all over the world to get them in South Florida because it's too dangerous to go down to Colombia or Venezuela to catch them.
I hear that. All right.
So, yeah, I think you'd enjoy it.
Well, you're in a good spot. I'll definitely keep that in mind. Hey, Tim.
Okay.
You're dealing with people from around the world too in the metal business.
Oh
right?
Yeah, everywhere. Everywhere you can imagine. It's a lot of fun. I've done it for years, and it's been a great experience. I meet people from all over the world, every country just about. And I fish with some athletes. I fish with a few athletes over the years. Miami Dolphins players. I fished with Deion Sanders one time. You know, you get a chance to meet people who love to fish.
Still a name dropper, aren't you?
Yeah, man, you like that, didn't you?
I did.
It's
man.
Not like I talk to him all the time, and I just had to throw that in there.
No, that's beautiful, man. That sounds like a lot of fun. I was going back to Tim real quick because you got an international business going on?
We ship all over the world because we have exclusive mold plate products for the automobile industry, semiconductor, and our products are in high demand, and we ship all over the world.
Well, that's fantastic. Hey, all right, Freak. Where's the sports freak?
Right here, man.
Take over, man. Give us. You got about 4 minutes left here on our interview, so go ahead and take over live from Fort Walton Beach, ladies and gentlemen, on Forsyth Sports 365, the sports freak.
Here's what I got to say about today. We spent all day under the hot, beautiful Florida sunshine playing golf at Fort Walton Beach Municipal Course, and I must say, we broke even for the day, all of us. It was a great day.
All right.
But my brother Greg has it going on because it's almost football season. We got the Georgia Bulldogs coming out ranked number one in the country and the Michigan Wolverines coming out ranked number two. Is that the way the season's going to end? Number one versus number two playing for the playoffs? I think the state of Georgia wants to see it. I know the state of Michigan wants to see it. I think that's what we're going to see in college football. But tonight, it's all about South Forsyth. Right on?
That's exactly right. We're going to call the second half of this game. Hope we can crawl back into it. Hasn't been very exciting. It's 3-0 here at halftime in favor of the visitors.
Who do we have going to the next level in this game tonight?
You know, we're going to find out at the end of the year. Nobody's standing out just yet. But we got, listen, South Forsyth's got a kid at Michigan now. Nathan Afobe is a freshman offensive lineman at the University of Michigan. He came out of the South program. We got a couple of kids at Georgia Tech. Got another kid over at Georgia. We got a kid at Austin Peay. So we got some kids that are making, you know, breaking the mold and heading to the next level. And we're very excited for them.
That is exciting. What's your partner's name that's a Buckeye?
Oh, that's Doug Thomas.
Well, Doug will be happy to know that both Rick and Tim are avid Buckeye fans.
I'm glad you guys saved that, too. You didn't come on there and give me any grief about that.
Well, we've been a little embarrassed by the Michigan Wolverines the last couple of years, so we really can't talk any garbage right now.
Wait a minute.
This table shows that the Michigan Wolverine fans and Ohio State Buckeye fans can get along.
There you go.
Four of us right here.
Oh, that's warming, Steve. Very heartwarming. Thank you for that.
Except when we play.
Well, man, it's great talking to you guys. I know you're there to have some fun. I'm going to let you go and get back to it. Thank you so much for giving me a kick and joining me on halftime of my broadcast here. This is our sixth year at South Forsyth, and we're really proud of the product we put out. So thank you guys for being a part of it. By the way, we record every game, so we'll have this bit of audio on recording for you. You can go back and listen to it and see how you sound. You guys, by the way, you sound terrific.
Hey, thanks, Greg.
Thank you.
Thanks, Greg. Hey, Greg, hey, listen, we're all proud of you for getting out there and doing your thing, baby, okay? Keep going.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it very much. I will holler at y'all soon. Take care. Have great lives. We'll stay in touch. And thanks for joining me here on Forsyth Sports 365. Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all. Bye.